Welcome on in to another week of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Realty. I am Rocco Nucci. He is the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, and we've got a great show lined up for you here this evening as we are full swing now into tournament wrestling action. The sectionals are in the books, and both our boys and girls individual wrestlers have punched their tickets on to the district round, so we'll, of course, dive into some of the results that we saw from around the county this past weekend and look ahead to some of the different district matchups that will be coming up in the near future. Our guest this week will be Armando Torres, the Elyria Pioneers head boys wrestling coach. They were at the Pinckney East sectional the other day. So, Tom Evans, I know you had a chance to go over there and talk to Coach Torres and get some thoughts from him on some of the different results that he saw from his guys over there, again, at the Pinckney East sectional. So, again, Armando Torres will be our guest. He's coming up next segment. So, with that in mind, let's take our first time out. And when we return, we'll hear from Coach Torres in his conversation with Tom Evans over at the Pinckney East sectional the other day. Coming up next, right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. And you're listening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM or on the app, and we're online anytime over at WEOL.com. Right back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I am Rocco Nucci. He is the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, and we'll be joined here in a second by Armando Torres, head wrestling coach of the Elyria Pioneers. Now, he won't be joining us live here this evening, as Tom, you had an opportunity to catch up with Coach Torres the other day as they finished things up at the Pinckney East sectional. As you'll hear Tom open up with Coach Torres, they finished second as a team, had a number of individuals perform very well and punch their ticket to the district round. So without further ado, here is Tom's conversation with Elyria head boys wrestling coach Armando Torres after their performance at the Pinckney East sectional.
I'm here with Armando Torres, head coach of the Elyria Pioneers, after a real strong second place finish at the Pinckney East sectional tournament. Coach, how you feeling about the way the kids wrestled today?
I feel good. I mean, it's sectional. It's a sectional tournament, so you know it wasn't a clean day, but it was a good day. I think the way that I look at it, you know, some guys made it through to the next weekend, which is awesome. Some guys fell a little bit short, so that always hurts having guys end their seasons in that capacity. But the cool thing is we got everybody moving forward in some form. Everybody's either an alternate or qualified for next weekend, so we'll have the room still fully together, which is going to be a lot of fun this week.
And it was a real competitive tournament all the way through. You and Aurora and Mentor were kind of battling out, chasing, and you obviously really strong at the lower weights. Talk to us about those lower weights, about Wachter and Cancel and some of those guys down at the lightweight that really seem to be peaking at the right time of year.
Yeah, I always talk about these guys, and I always say that I'm not surprised at their wrestling. You know, I think some of those guys had some hiccups early in the year, but being able to bounce back and wrestle through the season and you know, continuing to try to progress and get better and learning from the little things that we're doing wrong on a weekly basis, it all boils down to peaking at the right time, which is right now. And I think Bennett's on a roll. I think Sheamus has a good foot and some momentum rolling into next weekend. Blake Cancel won a big semis match that put him in a good position for next weekend. So, you know, we'll see what kind of cards we get played for next weekend as far as draws and brackets and things like that. Us coaches will worry about that. But those guys are, you know, their work's starting to show.
And you head out to Perrysburg next week. That's going to be a meat grinder out there. We know St. Ed's is out there. We know how strong they are. We know how strong Perrysburg is. A lot of familiar faces with Perrysburg. Coach Scotty Burnett is over there. We know the connections there between Elyria. So how much do you look at the draws, and how much do you take a look at who they got, and how much homework are you going to do on who they're wrestling between now and then?
Yeah, like I said, us coaches will worry about that. And, you know, I try not to overcoach these guys. guys. You know, I want them to wrestle their mats, their style, and make the other guy kind of adjust to them. But we'll definitely be looking at some guys and seeing what we have as far as our path to making it down to Columbus for each individual in their weight class. So we'll look into that and see, you know, try to find tendencies and things like that. But for these guys, it's just about putting in, you know, the work and fixing some small things that I think we got away with today that we might not get away with next weekend.
And, you know, you've been to some big-time tournaments. You've seen some of that competition before. Do you draw back on some of that stuff, or you just say, we're going to Perrysburg next week, we're going to take this one match at a time, and we'll see where it falls?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's always, we talk to these guys endlessly about taking it one match at a time. You know, it's going to be all week, go and get your first match, and that's the one we'll worry about until we have to worry about the next one. You know, the good thing for us, it's not unfamiliar. You know, we've been going to Perrysburg for quite a while, you know, for my tenure, the past 3 years. So we know what we're going to get over there, and we'll be as ready as we can. We'll train and prepare as best as possible. And, you know, like I said, it's kind of how things play out with the brackets and, you know, who decides to show up and who doesn't.
Well, good luck to you, and I look forward to having a conversation with you down at the floor of the Value City Arena there at the state tournament in a couple weeks. Armando, great job.
I appreciate it, and a great ran tournament by you as well.
Thanks, Armando. That was Armando Torres, head coach of the Elyria Pioneers.
So a great conversation there between Tom Evans and Armando Torres. Again, he's the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers boys wrestling team. And, man, giving Tom his flowers there, telling him he runs an excellent tournament. And we know that to be true. Tommy, of course, a Hall of Famer for all of the right reasons. But, no, great stuff there again from Coach Torres. I think he kind of put it best in his own words there, right? He doesn't try to overcoach his kids. He just sort of, you know, lets them go out and do their thing, obviously with some guidance along the way. But ultimately, it comes down to them, their individual physical performance and just the mindset they carry into each and every match. So great stuff by Armando Torres, his Elyria Pioneers. They're wrestling well right now, and we'll recap some of those results after this timeout when we get into our next segment, our final segment of the show. We look at some of our results from the sectional tournaments this past weekend, and there are certainly a lot of results as a lot of our boys and girls wrestlers have marched on to the district round this upcoming weekend. So we'll dive into all of that and more after this timeout. We'll be back with more of the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on WEOL. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening right here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, or on the app and online over at WEOL.com. You are locked back in to the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi, flying the ship solo here on this final segment. Is a huge thanks to Tom Evans for getting that interview done with Armando Torres of the Elyria Pioneers. He, again, caught up with Coach Torres over at the Pinckney East Sectional this past weekend, as his guys did very well. They finished second as a team, and they advanced 10 qualifiers onto the Perrysburg District this upcoming weekend. So, again, a big thanks to Tom for knocking out that interview with Coach Torres. He also forwarded me a lot of these results that I'm about to dive into, so bear with me as we work our way through our three divisions and talk about the girls at the tail end of things as well. And of course, a huge thanks to Becca Lynn. She runs the Lorain County Smackdown Wrestling Review page on Facebook and the website over at LorainCountySmackdown.com. That's where I had to go earlier on this morning to just familiarize myself a little bit more about where all these sectional tournaments were, who did well and advanced onto the districts, where these districts are at and everything like that. So again, just a huge shout out to Becca Lynn. It seems like a thankless job that she does with that Facebook page, so want to extend my gratitude here on the show once more to her. So all right, let's dive into some of these results. We can start with Elyria. Again, you heard from Coach Torres there. If you missed that interview with Coach Armando Torres from Elyria, you can find that tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. We'll try and get that posted on the front page for you. So, again, starting right here in Division I, Elyria, they finished second as a team over at the Pinckney East Sectional. They advanced 10 qualifiers to the Perrysburg District this weekend. They had three champs at 106. It was Bennett Wachter bringing home a title. At 132, Blake Cancel brings home the first place finish. And then at 150 pounds, Xavier Stevens takes home the first place finish as well. A pair of runner-ups here at 113, Seamus Fogarty, and then at 126. 6, Blake Bernath. Again, two runner-ups there for Elyria over at the Pinckney East Sectional. Elsewhere in Division 1, over at the Wadsworth Sectional, it was Avon advancing two qualifiers onto the Hoover District. They had a second-place finish at 285. That belonged to Ian Engelhart, another familiar customer here on the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap on WEOL. Over at the Austintown Fitch Sectional, it was Amherst performing well. 9 district qualifiers there for Amherst. At 138, Cannon Fitz finished second place, and at 144, Matt Vidovich also brought home a runner-up second place finish there. Over at the Euclid Sectional, a couple of local schools here, Midview, they advanced 7 district qualifiers. They finished fourth as a team, as at 215, Nate Schenberger brought home a runner-up placement, and then Lorraine taking a fifth place finish as a team. 4 district qualifiers for the Titans. They had a champ at 106. That went to DJ Otero. Over at the Maslin Perry Sectional, North Ridgeville, 4 district qualifiers for the Rangers. They had a second place finish, Ian Rotari at 106 pounds there. And at Avon Lake, again, still in Division 1 here. No surprise here, Avon Lake sectional champs as a team. They had 13 district qualifiers that now march on to Perrysburg. So a couple of second place finishes here for the Shoreman. Konal Gannon, he finished second place at 113 at 120 pounds. Nate Greiger brought home a second place finish as well. Caden Latiman, a second place finish at 132 pounds. And then a champion here for Avon Lake, Jack Valerino at 138 pounds. And a big congratulations to Mr. Valerino. He set the all-time wins record for Avon Lake, so congratulations to him. Moving down the Shoreman list here, 144 pounds. Braden Patterson finishes second place. Will Schnabel brings home a title at 165 pounds. Another runner-up here, a pair of runner-ups, rather, at 215. Pablo Sassine, he finished second. And then at 285, Jackson West, again, another second-place finish there. So there's a roundup of our Division I sectional finishes. Congratulations to everybody there marching on to the district round. Moving down to Division II now, Vermilion, they were over at the Galleon sectional. They finished sixth as a team. 4 qualifiers for the Sailors, now on to the Norwalk District at 132 pounds. It was Ashton Clifton bringing home a second-place runner-up finish. Over at the Kenston sectional, Brookside and Firelands each have 2 qualifiers now onto the Kenston District. For Firelands, Damari Campbell, he finished 3rd at 138 pounds. Jimmy Berry finished 3rd as well at 165. For Brookside, their 2 qualifiers, Brody Hamilton and Jackson Lotto, they finished 4th place at 175 and 215 pounds respectively there. And for Elyria Catholic, how about those Panthers? 6 qualifiers onto the Kenston District at 106 pounds. Maddox Moose, he finished with a 2nd place finish. Down in Division 3 now, on to the Coshocton District from the Wayndale Sectional. Columbia, they finished second as a team at that Wayndale Sectional. 6 qualifiers now onto the Coshocton District. A pair of champions here at 106 pounds, Bodie Gibbs, and at 215 pounds, Nate Chapman. So congratulations to Mr. Gibbs and Mr. Chapman on their sectional titles there. A couple of runner-ups here, or a trio of runner-ups, I should say. At 115 pounds, Tanner Cochran, he finished second. 132 pounds, Andrew Sorensen, a runner-up, and another runner-up for them at 180 pounds. It was Xavier Hendon. So congratulations to all of the Raiders moving on to the district round. Over at the Northwest Sectional, still here in Division 3, Clearview, they tied for the team championship. They send 11 district qualifiers now to the Independence District. 3 champions here for the Clippers at 106 pounds. Noah Houston, he was a champion at 113 pounds. The title went to Sylvester Montanez, and at 132 pounds, it was Chase Parker bringing home the sectional title as well. 3 runner-up finishes here for Clearview, again at that Northwest Sectional. Colin Ekman, he finished second at 120 pounds. At 126, Isaiah Garcia, a runner-up, and then a 175-pound runner-up went to Israel Vieira. Keystone, they finished 5th place as a team. 4 district qualifiers on to Independence from Keystone at 190 pounds. Jonathan Gold brought home a championship at 215. It was Jordan Fulmer bringing home a championship as well, and then a runner-up finish here at 132 pounds for Dimitri Hruby. And then finally, elsewhere in Division 3, rounding out the boys' results here, from the Beachwood Sectional, Black River has 6 qualifiers now on to the Independence District. They had 2 champions at 165. It was Caden Hendershot, and at 235, it was Colton Moskal at 157 pounds. Mason Coberna, he finished 2nd place. And Wellington got a shout-out, the Dukes as well. They have 2 district qualifiers now on to the Independence District. So, again, congratulations to all of our boys' wrestlers for moving past that sectional round. around a bunch of championships and runner-up places there for our boys across our three divisions. Again, now on to the district round. Congratulations to all of those young men. Let's dive into the girls now side of the equation, as over at the Avon Lake sectional, it was Elyria winning that sectional. Avon Lake finished fourth as a team, so looking at some of the different results here. At 100 pounds, it was Callie Otero from Lorain. She was a champion. Destiny Cabot from Avon Lake, she finished second, so I'm sure that was a great match between Otero and Cabot. At 105 pounds, Izzy Trujillo, she finished second. 110 pounds, Mallory Zedell, a champ from Avon Lake. At 115 pounds, a runner-up placement out of Elyria. That's Ravenna Gudicelli. At 120 pounds, Emily Conley, she was a champ out of Elyria. 145 pounds, Black River saw a champ here in Taylor Owen. Keystone's Sage O'Brien finishes second as the runner-up to Taylor Owen. At 155 pounds, Rajan Al-Hashash from Avon Lake, she was a champ there at 155. She had four pins in a total of just 4 minutes. So congratulations to Rajan as she continues her dynamite season and career, for that matter, over there at Avon Lake. And then 170-pound champ from Elyria, Soraya Jackson. So congratulations to all the young ladies who performed very, very well over at that Avon Lake sectional. And at the Euclid sectional, some more girls' results here. Columbia, they brought home the team title with 128 pounds, or points, rather. And one, two, three, four, five champs, I believe, here for, or no, I'm sorry, two champs for Columbia. Three second-place finishers. I just counted all five girls there in one. So our champs from Columbia at 145 pounds. Justina Hanna, again, a champ at 140 pounds and at 145. Gabrielle Grace, she, again, a champ at 145. And three runner-ups here for Columbia at that Euclid sectional at 120 pounds. Claire Andreco finished second. Sarah Napier at 125 was a runner-up. And then at 155, Kaylin Demigal, a runner-up as well. All girl placers move on to the Menor District this weekend. So speaking of this weekend, let's take a look at what's coming up this weekend. Again, it is the district time now, so I'll just kind of run through where these districts are at and what local teams will be there. So Division 1, we'll start right here, the Perrysburg District. You can see Avon Lake and Elyria there. By the way, these are all Friday through Saturday. The girls will get things done on Sunday. So again, Friday through Saturday for the boys, Avon Lake and Elyria at the Division 1 District at Perrysburg. At the Hoover District, a couple of teams here in Division 1, Avon, Lorain, Midview, North Ridgeville, and Amherst will all be at the Division 1 District over at Hoover. Moving down to Division 2 now, the lone team that goes to Norwalk, that's Vermilion. Three Division 2 teams will be at the Kenston District. That would be Brookside, Elyria Catholic, and Firelands. Finally here at Division 3, Columbia, they're the lone D3 district appearance at Coshocton, with the rest of our teams going to the Division 3 district over at Independence. That would be Black River, Clearview, Keystone, and Wellington. And then finally, on the girls' side of things, the one team going to Menor for the districts, that would be Columbia. Everybody else is going to Findlay. And that would be Avon Lake, Black River, Elyria, Keystone, Lorain, Midview, and Oberlin. Again, they are all going to the Findlay District here this weekend. So, again, a lot of results that we just dived into right there. Again, if you missed some of that or all of that or whatever, you can find the replay of this show tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. And again, gotta advise you to go to the Lorain County SmackDown Wrestling Review page over on Facebook and LorainCountySmackDown.com. Becca Lynn does just an incredible job of rounding up results and telling you where our local wrestlers will be in action next. So, again, a big thanks to Armando Torres for talking with Tom Evans this past weekend. If you missed that interview, you can find that as well tomorrow over at WEOL.com. So for Coach Torres, for Tom Evans, I am Rocco Nucci saying thank you for listening to another episode of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's been presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Make sure you stay tuned in to WEOL, folks. It's coming up here shortly, 6 o'clock tip at Uniontown Lake. It is girls regional basketball between Columbia and Smithville, so we're looking forward to that. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll make my way over to St. Edward's for boys district tournament basketball as the Eagles welcome in the Elyria Pioneers. Ohio State basketball over at USC on the West Coast tonight, looking at about a 10:30 tip there. That's on WEOL as well. So, again, big thanks for listening to the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's been live right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the app and online over at WEOL.com.